Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
I sure am. Hi, everybody.
Hey. Now, our guest today is Dale Shear. Aloha, Dale. You there?
Aloha. Yes, I am.
Aloha, Dale.
So you were telling us some things before the show. What were you going to tell us?
Yeah, I was, I'm out in Nevada right now because, can't get back to Hawaii if I tried. But I went to Walmart today in Minden or Gardnerville, Nevada, Carson, excuse me. And right next to this Trader Joe's, and there was a line around the block. And I said, no, I don't think I'll do that. So I go into Walmart, put my mask on, put my gloves on. Normally Monday, nobody's in there. Absolutely. The place was mobbed. And I needed to get a few things of importance. But, Barbara, there's a meat shortage. Are you aware of it?
I've noticed it, yes.
Okay. You have to call butchers. Like I found one, a butcher that doesn't get Tyson or Foster Farms, cows or whatever, and nor
right.
the meat. Like Safeway has a ton of meat up here in Tahoe for some reason. They're overflowing, and there's certain places that you can get the meat. But I looked in there, and I saw one steak. I mean, I'm not kidding you. One steak and one hamburger. And I don't know if people are hoarding or they're just, it's down. Now besides the coronavirus, we have a meat shortage, a chicken shortage. We all have to become vegetarians.
That's what I was thinking too. And then I started to think that's not so bad. I love vegetables. I do like to have some chicken, and for sure I like to have salmon, but I noticed that from the beginning of this, Dale, and I use actually ground turkey meat for a lot of things, spaghetti sauce and chili. And I couldn't find that for the first couple of weeks. Now it's all stocked back up, but I'm thinking that this has to do with something with the shortage of maybe the truckers, because I heard something on the news where people.
It's a plant. That has shut. There's two plants that have shut down because of the coronavirus, and President Trump ordered them to open back up. Well, how could you open it up when you have the coronavirus? Hello. So I don't know what's going to happen there. But this is the newest thing, Johnny, and I will get to the people. But I thought this was hysterically funny. In New York, okay, if you go to a hotel, there is no valet service. They take your temperature. They guide you to the lobby. Only one person is allowed to go up in the elevator at a time to their room. And there's no food, no restaurants that are open. And I just thought, what's the point of going out if you can't go out? If you can't dress up and you can't get pretty?
It almost seems like they're turning the hotel into a hospital. Because, you go into the first thing you do when you go to a hotel is you don't take the temperature. And,
right.
and of course, there's only one person allowed in the elevator, usually because there's a bed. They're going for surgery,
It's bizarre. Hmm. I mean, it's to the point where...
No room service. That ruins it for me right there.
We had the highest amount in DoorDash yesterday. I don't know what was going on, but people were ordering things that were $95, $100. I'm going, what the heck? I could not believe it. I mean, it was unreal. Unreal.
Even I did. Dale,
you did.
I mean, Priscilla and I, in talking about meat, we haven't had our fill of meat, especially a nice, big, juicy steak. So we ordered that for breakfast, two steaks, and we really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. We both just had to have
from?
It.
Denny's. Where did you get it from?
Denny's. Oh,
They got good food. Hey, don't knock it.
They do.
I
wanted Sizzler, but they weren't open in the morning, you know.
Oh, I love Sizzler. Oh, my God.
What do you
like
at Denny's? You were going to tell me. What were you going to say?
Oh, I like their breakfast. They have 2 pancakes, eggs, bacon, hash browns, and everything
for
$4. I don't know, for $4. So good. So good.
It is good.
But, I mean,
a little on
good,
the fattening side, but
right.
Pretty
well,
good.
not if you eat just the protein and not the carbs. The one of the best places here that is Chili's. I mean, people are ordering rib steaks from Chili's.
Oh yes, I used to go there when I lived in Nashville. I don't see that around here though.
Or I gotta have
it in California. Probably in more of the suburban areas. Because
or
I was just driving around, I don't see it.
Applebee's?
Mm-hmm. We were thanking God for Denny's, though, this morning, because who has steak, really, in the morning?
That's
they do.
True. That's
mm-hmm.
true. Let's talk to some of our people and see what they're doing out there.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
The first caller is area code 917.
917,
okay.
You're our lucky first caller. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Oh, hey.
Great.
You're fine.
Thanks.
Are you calling from?
I am calling from New York City.
Yes. My favorite place in all the world because I grew up in Jersey. So, and I spent a lot of time in New York, a lot. What part of New York are you from?
I'm in lower Brooklyn. I'm new to this area where I currently am staying. So it's in
Brooklyn,
but it's downtown Brooklyn. Yeah.
Yeah, Brooklyn has come up. I mean, it is getting very pretty and very nice. Am I correct?
Yes, you are. Yes,
and
you are.
Do you have enough stores there to suffice? Are you all right?
The prices are actually okay. I believe it or not, I still try to go to Target and grab everything that I need.
I have a question about that, but then I'll let you ask. Are you allowed to go over to New Jersey to the grocery stores over there where there are huge grocery stores?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because in California to Nevada, they stop you. You know, they have to take your temperature, and then if you leave the state line, you have to stay in that state for 2 weeks. So I was wondering if that's the case from New York to New Jersey.
Nope.
Are you sure?
If you go, the only thing that I hear about in New Jersey is that right now, majority of all the stores are closed, so... Once you can go there, I didn't hear anything about it. I there's a ban traveling to New Jersey. It's just a ban.
No, traveling to New Jersey to get food at the food stores because they're much bigger than New York.
Oh, yeah. I've been to New Jersey tons of times. I haven't shopped in a few years there, but, yeah, I've gone food shopping before in New Jersey.
Okay, I meant during the coronavirus, but that's okay.
Oh, during the coronavirus?
How can I help?
Oh, no, I haven't even traveled there. I hear all the stores are closed, though, in New Jersey.
Well, no, you have your grocery stores open. You got all that open.
Oh, okay.
I overheard
someone talking about it.
No, stores are closed, but not, grocery markets and big ones. And Jersey has, I don't know, the closest to you might be Secaucus, I don't know. But they have huge places to go. But then if you're at Target, it's okay, too. Anyway, how can I help you?
Yes, okay. Just wanted to see my finances are starting to look better, okay? And you're looking better.
You're one of the few in the world. Okay.
Well, you know what? I came to a small settlement of money. It's not. It's. I mean, it's a.
Oh.
It's, I'm not rich or anything, but it kind of helped me out, especially during this time. So I was able to pay up all the credit. Yeah.
Okay. So what do you want to know, sweetheart?
All right. I would like to get a car. I don't want to spend too much money at all. Or something that works. So do you see me?
That works. I love it.
Not just anything.
You want to actually use a car in New York? You know, I have a better idea.
What I'm seeing, better idea.
Save your money, and they have thousands of rent-a-cars all over the place. So when you want to go somewhere for the week or weekend, just rent a car.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
I mean, you know, the prices when this is all over, I mean, I'm looking here in Nevada. I mean, I'm passing dealerships with thousands of cars and rental cars and stuff. They've got to have some great deals going. So when you want to use a car in New York, all my friends in New York, they just rent a car and they just go where they want to go.
Okay, you know, that's not a bad idea.
Because you don't need to buy one right now. Save your money. We do not, cash is king right now. We do not know where this whole thing is going. Everybody may think they know. I'm not a world producer. I don't know. I mean, if I take a really big look at things of what's happening, it scares the heck out of me, okay? So just hold on to your money. All right?
Okay.
Is that it?
Sounds good. All
right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hold on to everything. Thank you. I'm taking your advice. Thanks. Okay.
Okay,
all
sweetie.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Aloha.
All right.
That was a good one, Barbara.
Dale, yes, that was a good one. I am curious because you know a lot about a lot of things, and you're very street smart, savvy, intelligent, book smart, all of that. Yes. So this call, were you getting a feeling for her personally, or was this just good advice that you would give because
you are knowledgeable?
Barb,
I never know. I never know. I just say whatever comes out of my mouth. So that's what came out. It could be part logic. It could be part logic and part the gut feeling. But, I mean, I'm going, now's not the time to buy a, I mean, it is a time if you want to buy a car, you probably get a great discount. But, you know, like who's going to insure it? I mean, it's just a weird time. Well, I guarantee when all this is over, or pretty much, maybe in a year, when it's all over, you'll get the best buy on a car. And I would say if you have to buy a car, buy one. I mean, absolutely have to.
Right. But they are really trying to get people to do this online, buy cars. I hear
advertisements. No. She can go over to New Jersey. They have thousands of cars over there. You know, but the whole point is, I know New Yorkers, and I know most of them don't want to drive, and they don't want to take the subway, and they don't want to do this, and they don't want to do that. So just rent your car. It's a lot easier.
I know. My aunt lived there. I was staying there for 6 months in New Jersey, and we would drive into New York. And, I mean, she was, like, the only one who had a car, but we get used to it. But most New Yorkers, they don't even drive at all. They don't even bother to get a driver's license.
Yeah, they don't drive. I think you do get a driver's license, but they do drive. My husband, being from Hawaii, he drove in New York City, and I had to close my eyes. I'm going, oh, my God.
Oh, that was funny. That's a funny thought.
Very. Okay, who's our next one, Jenny?
Okay, now our next one is the block number, but I screened it, and I'm going to go ahead and put this person on.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Dale.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Dale. Thank you for taking my call.
What's your area code? Where are you from?
Colorado.
Hello to Colorado. At least you have some working things. And what's your name?
Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. Okay, we want to find out, how's it going in Colorado? She's making that noise. Barbara, is that you? Or
what
is
the
dog?
Noise?
It's
no, I don't have a dog.
Okay.
I don't hear.
It's okay now. What's it like going on in Colorado where things are open?
The people can still come out, but very, very little. They are being strict. It is a little bit cold. Progressing slowly.
So they have to wear a mask? Give me detail. They have to wear a mask to go into a store?
Yes.
Do you have any shopping malls open or haircut places?
No. Just grocery stores, drive-thru, curbside, hospitals are open, gas stations. No retail that I know of.
Okay. That's the same thing in Nevada. Those things are open, and especially, you know, pickup and delivery, which I'm finding it a lot better than. Would you really want to go to a restaurant, Barb, and have to wear a mask and look at disposable menus and have
absolutely
to
not.
It, and you can't sit next to anybody. I mean, you got to sit 6 feet away. And then how do you eat your dinner and enjoy it? And I mean, like,
miserable.
The whole point of it is conversation and having maybe a glass of wine and talking. And they've taken that away from us. Oh, well, I'd rather eat at home.
Me too. The masks bother me. I can't breathe very well with them on. I don't know if it bothers you that much or anybody else, but it really, they bother me.
It feels like I'm getting carbon monoxide for sure. You're breathing. You know how they say breathe into a paper bag? Yeah, it's the same thing. It's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
And the healthcare workers, I don't see how they're doing this, you know, all day long. And
I guess they get used to it.
Poor people.
Anyway, lady from Colorado, what was your first name?
Lisa.
And how can I help you?
Okay, so the question, I don't think it'll happen this year, but I'm just trying to feel good out of this quarantine. And you're right about that. I think it's going to take longer than what is expected. And so my question is, do you see are you able to this time to predict if you can be married in the nearby future?
Well, I didn't quite understand you. The
married
last part.
To the future?
Married? Barbara, what did you say?
Can we get married?
Yeah, she wants to know if you see marriage in her future.
Down the line, not now. I mean, you know, maybe, we're looking at it maybe a couple of years down the line, but not now. Why, do you have someone in mind?
Not quite sure. I kind of do, but not quite sure.
Okay.
I kind of wanted a surprise.
All right. And what's the person's name? Person.
The one I'm thinking about right now is Louise. And we seem to have but I think he's having problems. Something is happening in his life right now.
Okay. Back off. Just back off. Just be friends. At this point in time, this is not meant to be, and just back off. Got it?
Okay.
Hello.
Is there a reason?
I mean, just back off. As much as you want to, you know, I just want you to back off, all right? Hello.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening to your background. I'm just a little bit confused because we have been very personal with each other.
Well, that part's okay. It's just don't look at marriage yet.
Okay, gotcha. On that, I got it.
Give him enough rope to hang himself. Just let it be okay.
Ms. Dell, can I ask you, is he having a little big problem? Because when I think of him, I feel big problems around him. And they're like some of the ego, I think.
I believe you are seeing right, feeling right, and hearing right. So just follow your instincts. Don't worry. Just be friends with him. Have a good time and enjoy. Okay?
Okay. I will do that.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you, Rochelle.
Okay.
Okay.
You too.
Thank you.
I was having a hard time understanding her.
Yes.
Okay.
A little bad connection, but that was a gut feeling, you know, and I'm glad they really are going to take your advice. I can tell, you know, they are going to take your advice. So that's good.
I was curious. How do you know that I have all this street knowledge?
Just by talking once a week with you and just listening to you. And I mean, you're the type of person that, you know, information goes in and it stays there. You know, you're like a sponge, you absorb, and you talk to a lot of different people and you read, you study. And I just feel like you're just street smart. You know, you're funny, too. Funny people are smart.
Funny. Thank you. I've been told that. I don't know why, but I've been told that. The street smart comes from growing up in Newark, New Jersey. And
Jersey girl.
And, you know, that's where it comes from the most. But I didn't have much schooling because of the fact that my parents kept moving. So every time I would go to a school, it was like 13 or 14 different schools. So I never had the chance to learn properly, you know, like not good at math, not good at history or geography. I'm learning, though. I mean, slowly but slowly. Taking trips.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know,
but all
like
that doesn't matter. It seems like life experience. I know so many successful people that didn't even go to college at all, and they are super successful. So I don't even gauge that on, you know, how I view a person's intelligence at all.
And this is funny. I mean, I'll go to the next person in a minute, but you are very observant of every person you meet. You know who you like. You know who you don't like instantaneously. You know it's a gut feeling. This will work or this won't work. You love helping people. You're always there for your friends. And you have a heart of gold, you know, and you're just really... You're really nice, and you know.
Thank you.
Just right now, it's rough for you because you're young and you want to go out and play, and there's no place to go.
I know. It's just now starting to get to me, you guys, to where I feel like I want to do something. I want to go somewhere and I want to do something. And Priscilla and I looked at each other, and she was like, "Me too." It's just really just starting to hit us. A lot right now.
Who is Priscilla?
Priscilla is my daughter, and she's going to be 13 this month. She's going to be a teenager.
How wonderful. So you don't want to go to the beach?
Well, I do find places. If there's nobody around, I'll go for a walk, but I have my little places, and I'm not even telling people where they are. But no, I do not want to go to the beach if there's crowds of people at all, because I've gone this far being ultra careful. And, you know, I have to go see my mom soon, and she already has a lung disease, and I cannot risk bringing anything to her. And plus, I don't want to go through this. It's a very bad sickness. I mean, it's misery. So I don't want to get it. And yeah. I'm a patient person.
What's your count in Florida? What is your count? I mean, how, like here in Nevada, Carson City.
I don't know. Yep. I'm in California. Remember, Johnny's the one in Florida.
Johnny, what's the count in Florida?
The count?
Count of coronavirus.
Right now, it is see here, 34,728.
Holy cow, that's a lot. How many are active?
That's a good question. I don't know. I know that they don't really. Let's see here. They're active. Well, see, it says 32,728, but that doesn't sound right.
No, that's not right. Barbara can look it up later on, maybe, and see. I know here in
Nevada. I thought you were going to ask me that, so I just sat down at my computer. I'll pull that up, and California. But I'm more worried about just my area, you know, like my little city, Huntington Beach.
What is your,
and
where do you live? What's
not much. Huntington Beach, California.
I don't think you have much there, do you?
No, not in this little city, but we're so connected.
You know,
other cities are around us, and they all have a lot.
Today,
yeah, we have.
During what I was around the breakfast table, my father told me that there was a lawsuit that's being done in Huntington Beach about the beaches, and apparently the governor, he opened some of the beaches, but he didn't open Huntington Beach. And Huntington Beach, they went in there, they protested, and they're suing the governor.
And the governor of California? Are you talking about the governor?
But he's so great, and he's just trying to keep
people
safe.
And
I am on
his side. We have the same thing in Nevada. We have Sisolak, and everybody hates him because he won't open things. But, you know, they're doing it for our best interest. And this is California governor is very good. They didn't open up Ontario Beach because there were too many people at one time at that beach, and he was kind of punishing them. But the, you know, overall picture is, you know, we got to listen and find our little places that, you know, we'll take a drive. I'll go up to Lake Tahoe, is only like a count of 19, and Carson City is only 34. But Reno, you know, it has 900, but like 500 people recovered. So it's very low, very low.
Right.
Anyway,
okay.
I'm
sorry.
Do we have someone
That's
else?
Right.
Okay. Connie, I'm sorry.
We sure do. Area code 704.
Oh,
704, hello. You're on live with Psychic Dale Scheer. Welcome to Life Laughter Happiness.
Thank you. How are you?
We're hanging in there. Where are you from, sweetheart?
North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina. That's why we love that there. You guys are pretty well open, too. What do you have open there? What can you do, or is it?
No, there's really nothing open. I mean, we can go outside running. Only grocery stores and things like that's open, but everything else is shut down.
That's weird because they've been saying North Carolina is, where's that south? And North Carolina has been open where you can go to stores and stuff like that.
Yeah, we can go to stores. We always can go to stores.
Grocery stores, right?
Yeah, just grocery stores. Everything else is shut down.
Oh, it's pretty much the same way. I don't know how they're reporting. How can I help you?
I was wanting to know, what do you see with my love life?
Well, it kind of sucks at the moment. It's not the greatest, at this point in time, but it gets better. There's an older person you knew from before that enters the picture in the next few months, either by talk or by friend or something, but it's somebody you knew. Or somebody of that sort. And I see things starting to pop within that period of time. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Who's the guy you like now?
No one right now.
Used to be.
No. My ex, I guess, but we broke up a long time ago.
Okay. But, you know, you've been still holding that subconsciously, and you got to let loose. And, you know, if we were in better times, I would tell you go out and have fun, but can't do that. You have to do it all online. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
And I would say just keep doing it online because you're bound to meet someone you like. Why are there nurses around you? Why is there hospital or nurses? Or have you been going to one? Or do you have a friend at one? Why do I see that?
I am a nurse.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Wow,
thank you.
I love that.
No, that was a pretty
good
voice.
I work at the hospital.
Yeah, it's rough on you, sweetie. And then, you know, what do you do for fun? I mean, you know, besides watch TV and all that stuff. Do you have anybody else living in the house?
My mother-in-law, or about to be ex-mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Because my husband moved out, but she was living with us, and he moved out, and I already filed for divorce and everything, and he signed the papers. I signed the papers, and I guess.
Well, you know, he was seeing someone else, sweetheart.
Yes, that's why I divorced him.
He was involved with someone else. Good thing he did that, because in the
thank you for saying that, because he denies, and I'm like, I know there's somebody else.
There is. But, you know, he won't make it known for a while, maybe 6 months from now. Does he work in the hospital with you?
No, he's an Uber driver. When you could drive.
Well, you're going to be all right, and you should be able to meet people in the hospital, men in the hospital. I mean, but don't look at this is the end of the world and they're all bad. I mean, you're just, you know, it's not the greatest year, 2020. I thought it would be, but, you know, it's not the greatest of years. But it's all going to straighten out. I'd say we'll know more by the end of the year of what's happening. But, I mean, you don't feel bad, sweetheart. You deserve the best. You have helped a lot of people. And, you know, you saved a lot of lives, you know. So concentrate on that right now, because the good Lord from above knows when you have all this going on, there's just, it's all karma credits, and it keeps going up and up and up and up.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, but you can always call us if you get lonely.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, what are you doing home today, being a nurse, or is this your day off?
I had class through my job, so I'll probably read later on tonight and do some exercises.
Well, don't know what to tell you as far as, Barbara, any words of good advice for her as far as being the nurse and going through what she's going through?
I think that she will find somebody there too, because they're really understanding each other. And I would feel, if I was a nurse, I would come home and I would feel like nobody understood me and what I was going through, because they are not seeing what I'm seeing. So that's what I would feel, because so many people are enjoying this time off and they are going through like the biggest hell they've ever experienced. So I think that they're feeling more loneliness, and the only people that they can feel like that they could be with that understand them is another healthcare worker.
That's
otherwise,
right.
I just don't. Yeah, it's frustrating when you don't feel understood, right? And nobody can imagine what you're going through. So it's a lonely feeling, I can imagine.
Correct?
Yeah.
But I know we deliver food and stuff, and we're the essential workers. And I think what's so wonderful about that is that everybody we do deliver food to is so happy, with smiles on their face. It's like, wow, I got food, you know. So that's kind of a happy job, you know. happy. But in her case, it's like, as I said, there's karma and there's love, and you'll be taken care of, so not to worry.
Would you call it karma credit? I like that.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before, but I like it. You have a lot of karma credit.
Every time, metaphysically, we've learned this, every time we do something in the world that helps uplift someone else or helps do something good, it's called karma credits. And you get like a lot of credits. So when you die and you go to heaven or wherever you go, those credits are counted in your life review.
Oh.
That's interesting.
You know, have you ever seen, you know, the life review, or a good movie would be Defending My Life.
Your Life by Albert Brooks. My parents were watching that the other night.
You were, Defending Your Life by Albert Brooks. It's a really good movie of karma credits and how things elevate and how things work on the other side.
Is this on Netflix?
I would try Prime.
Okay.
And see if you can find it. Defending Your Life. I don't know. Where did you, Johnny, where did you watch it at?
I don't remember when my parents watched it, but I didn't watch it with them. I know Meryl Streep's in it. I know Albert Brooks is in it. Albert Brooks' real name is Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
That's his real name.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am. Was there anything else I could help you with?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I hope I gave you a little brightness.
Thank you so much for calling. And also, I want to express how much we are thankful for what you do.
Yes.
And a special thanks for what you're doing as a healthcare worker.
All right.
And that should override your ex-husband. So let him just fall by the wayside. Don't worry about it. Okay?
He does not deserve you.
Is she there?
But Dale's right. Dale is right that when you told her that she can always call us if she's lonely, and that was important to say, so thank you.
Okay. All right.
All right.
The next caller is 310.
310, okay. You are on live with psychic medium Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hello,
thank you
that's
so
very
much.
Whereabouts?
Yes.
Are you in LA?
I'm in LA, yes. Thank you very much for taking my call.
No problem. Whereabouts in LA, are you?
I'm by West Hollywood.
I used to live there. I know that area. When I was younger. How are things down that way as far as the coronavirus and things opening up? Are things getting better?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
We're still very much on lockdown, for sure. But people are being mindful, and they're wearing masks, and they're being very, I want to say, gentlemanly. They're doing well.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. How can I help you, sweetheart?
Yeah. I'm interested. I don't know how to pose my question. Should I ask something specific?
Yes. More specific you are, the more specific I'll be.
Okay. I'm very interested to know about my business.
What type of business?
It's I produce a product.
Okay, can we know what the product is so I can focus in on it?
It's a baby lotions and shampoos.
What? Baby what?
Lotion and shampoos and that kind of
product. A Johnson & Johnson type thing, like?
Yeah, I should only be, but yes, that's correct.
from my mouth to God's ears on Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You need some help in promotion and getting it out there because you have a very, very, very good product. And I think it's hypoallergenic as well, correct?
That's right. That's right.
And it, you know, with all the problem they had with the Johnson baby powder, I mean, you know, you're now into a new field of just promoting on the internet and on Facebook and all over the place, you know, Twitter, as much as you can do, sending some free samples out to people that have babies and all that stuff, you're going to do well, very well in the future. Just you need a little bit of help.
Right.
And I know Barbara's going to jump in there. Don't, Barbara. You got too much to do.
Okay. Lovely.
But it's a good. What's the name of the product?
It's actually overseas. It's a British product.
Oh, okay. Have you ever thought of doing the same line for pets?
Yes.
For dogs. That's where the money is. That's where the huge amount of money is. Everybody will do anything in the world for their pet. And when you're getting into hypoallergenic stuff for your pet, like shampoos and all that stuff, it is so needed because I don't even know of anything that they have out there that would be that good. So consider doing that for pets. And other than that, you know, you could make more money doing it on the pet line. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Was there anything else you need to know?
No. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. God, everybody sounds so happy today, Johnny. I don't know. Everybody's like down in the dumps. What do you think, Barbara?
Yeah, they do. They're a little downtrodden. Hey, everybody, it's Friday. It's time to enjoy something about it. Maybe we're off, you know, with our schedules and everything, but still, when Friday rolls around, it's such a great feeling still to me. No pressure.
Yeah, it is to me.
I love Saturdays.
Love it. And it's, you know, it's just like we got to find special places to tell people where they can go and have some fun. Well, there's golfing is available.
Yes.
I'm waiting.
There's a place right across the street. I have to do that, Dale.
Yep.
And
yep,
Johnny.
Yep.
I have to because I got hired to do it's a very well-paid job of just appearing and playing golf. So, you know, I have to practice up. And they are open now, and everybody's out there wearing their masks, and they cannot ride the cart. They are not allowing that.
Well,
they
do
think
allow
that
it
walking
here.
The cart. Oh, they are riding the cart?
Yeah, they are here, but only one person. You can't. They have plenty of carts, but only one person, not two people.
Okay.
Can
so,
be in
that but
cart.
That's so funny you said that, and it's so strange that you said that about the pets too, because right when you said, have you ever thought of making the shampoo and lotion for pets? And I was thinking exactly that. And Johnny and I know somebody who does. It's playmate friend of mine who has a line. What's it called? Famous cosmetics for animals or dogs or something like that. Something with famous in the title. She thought this up in a dream to do this for pets, sensitive dog skin. And there was nothing on the market that was good. And she had this thought in a dream and woke up. She put it into action, and she couldn't believe how successful she was. And she didn't have anything going on. She was a model and moved to some small town, and she thought, what am I going to do now? And she thought that up and did that, and it was so lucrative. She's doing really, really well with it.
Really wonderful, but what we don't realize in change, drastic changes, and 9/11, all kinds of things, We change our lives and we decide, is this what we should be doing, our old jobs? Is this all that there is? Isn't there something more? And we rethink things and we come up with new ideas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a good
lot
thing.
Of that is, a lot of that is going on right now, I'm sure. So that is a good thing.
That.
There has to be a balance. I wanted to ask you about that because bad out there in so many people's lives, but there's got to be a balance in the universe, right? So then there must be a lot of good happening as well.
I think there is, but a lot of people just don't know about it. They only like to report the bad things. And I think one of the neatest things that I saw on TV the other day was a 101-year-old woman, I don't know if you guys saw this, who had, she was born in during the flu epidemic of 1918, and she survived that. She survived cancer. She survived sepsis, and she got coronavirus at 101 and survived.
Wow.
And that doesn't make you go, wow. I mean, there are good things happening out there. I wish there was a good TV network where we could watch these things.
Actually, yeah, I was going to say, I think what's going to happen, because they just approved this FDA drug, I'm thinking that what's going to happen is that it's going to get to, not necessarily a vaccine, but it's going to get to a point where people are going to be like, okay, you have it. All right. No big deal. You know, sort of like I'll give an example.
What?
It's called Remedy. Yeah, I'm familiar.
You know, it's sort of like a good example of it is like used to be. Someone says they're HIV positive, you think, okay, they'll be dead in a few years, you know. And
yeah, but we
like,
we know what the repercussions are of the drug. I mean, it's good if you're dying or if they want to fix you in so many months, weeks, but you don't know what the repercussions are. That's the thing. But eventually, you're right. This will be like a flu, maybe 10 years, 5 years down the road. But you have to also look at, I totally feel that this started in China in a lab that went wrong, that they were testing stuff, and they're testing them on bats and testing them, and it went out of control.
I want to tell you my theory is that not only – If what you're saying is true, because I've talked to a lot of people that say that they think it was started in the lab, I think they not only started it, but they have the vaccine. Because if they have the vaccine, then they're in control over who gets it. And if you listen to the reports.
I'll tell you why no. Because if they had the vaccine, they wouldn't let all their people die. And all their people are dying along with it. So. That's what I mean. It's something that went out of control and, you know, they didn't know what to do. And it was, you know, an experiment and it just went out of control, just like SARS and MERS and all that. Why is it always in China? You know, kind of weird. But anyway, let's go back to the phone.
All right. Next caller is area code 323.
Hi, guys. 323.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, guys. Wow, interesting conversations.
Are you enjoying the
lot
show?
Yeah, I'm enjoying the show. I'm enjoying your readings.
Thank you.
And I'm kind of like, I feel like I'm in a spiritual crossroads where I feel like I'm diving in deeper and I'm ready to do that. But
wait, stop. I need your name.
Oh,
where
sorry.
Are you from?
Oh, my name is Yvette and I'm calling from California.
Okay, what part?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay. All right, so you're going through a spiritual cleansing or what?
I would call it like I'm diving deeper. I don't know if it's a cleansing. I mean, I feel like I've died 1,000 deaths already. So you know, I wouldn't call this completely the dark night of the soul, but I think it could be for a lot of people. It's just a lot of like diving deeper, going deeper into myself, clearing, healing. And I guess what I'm looking at is, what does that look like? The end, I don't want to say there's never an end, but what, I guess I know that I'm being called to my high self is calling me to do something, but I'm not quite sure what that is yet.
I know what it is. It's really cool you're going through this. Kundalini rising is what I would call
it. I love it.
I love
Kundalini.
Right. And what it is people, I don't want to have to go through it out there explaining what Kundalini rising is. Look it up. Anyway, what you are being called for is this, and I have had the same calling many years ago, maybe 30, 40 years ago. Some psychics had told me that there would be some grave earth changes and things would happen in the world, and that I would have to be alive to help people understand what was happening and calm them down. And that is the same thing you're going through.
Okay.
That's what I see. And it's just that spiritual thing. And you're helping people on a spiritual level understand that, hey, this is not an OT, the end of the world. It may be the beginning of the end, but it's not the end of the world. You know? But it's just like, it's something we have to go through. And actually, I'm enjoying going through it. I mean, I know that sounds stupid, but I feel it's something like what you're going through, the innards. I mean, you kind of feel chosen about it.
I feel what?
Does that make sense? Chosen.
Chosen. Yeah, I feel like, there's like a weird kind of like, I came here for a reason, so I might as well just suit up and get ready.
This is the reason. This is the reason. You know, it's just, it's all good. So just go with the flow.
Okay. Okay.
Go with the flow.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay.
I just see you helping a lot of people, and you're about to write a book. Or write a journal, and you need to keep that journal and write that book or write that journal and maybe put it on Amazon, and it'll all work itself out.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much for that. Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Well, I've been told I needed to be writing, and I feel like I need to trust in what's going to come through and not censor myself also just to allow, you know, you always get caught up in the logistics, the ABCs, and like, I normally don't, you know, like the whole thing. I don't really want to write a book, but what am I going to write about? You know, all those things.
You write about your times right now. This is probably the greatest. I've written 5 books. You can get it on my website, Dale, Daylee Scheer, SCHEAR.com. You can get it through me. But this is probably one of the greatest times in history to write about.
Interesting,
It just is. I mean, my birthday was March 21st. I had a cake that said coronavirus, so I would remember.
That's lovely.
You know?
Yeah.
I said 2020, coronavirus 2020. But, I mean, this is probably one of the greatest times to remember because we may never go through this again.
Well, I knew when this year started it was going to be freaking 2020, like seriously, 2020 vision, like, you know, crystal clear.
Yeah.
So it's very apparent.
And it'll get better. I mean, you know, we're just, we're, whatever. We're stuck in this time and we have to put those creative juices to work right now, you know, so that we can, whether you paint, whether you write, whether you drive in the car and yell and scream and ride around, whatever, do it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, have a nice day. Thank you.
Okay.
Great morning.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Wow, that was pretty cool.
Yes. She's diving in deep, soul searching.
You don't have to soul search. You know, people think you have to go to these weird places, you know, and soul search. I mean, you know, you can look at the mountains. You can look at the ocean. You can even turn on Netflix and watch ocean sounds and watch ocean, you know, waves and just start tripping out on that. I mean, there's ways to space out.
That Zen music, sometimes I just, I'm fiddling around the house and I put that Zen music on and you really, it does do something. It totally makes you focus and calms you down. I like it.
Well, I just saw something on YouTube and it was for sleep meditation. And it was how to, this meditation was how to fall asleep in 3 minutes. And I'm going, what is that all about? Well, I watched, you know, I watched her listen to it, and I did fall asleep in 3 minutes. It was kind of weird. I don't know what was going on there.
Oh, wow.
But it was
Kanye
cool.
West even has a thing where he's talking you to sleep. It's a thing I found because I always am looking those up. I have a favorite one called Nothing Much, Not Much Happens, something like that. And there he was, Kanye West. It's like he dabbles in everything, that guy.
Yes, he does. He's become very religious as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's, wow.
Well, gosh, you're helping a lot of people. I mean, you really are helping a lot of people today. There's a lot of callers, and I just feel it. You know, they might be calling up down in the dumps, but by the time they go, they're a little more cheerful.
Well, I'm trying to take the pain away. Okay, who's the next one?
I'm going to put area code 856 through.
Hello, 856. Welcome to the show. You're on live with Psychic Gail Scheer.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Great.
What's your name and where are you from?
Rose Maria from New Jersey.
Oh, Jersey girl. Hi. What part of Jersey?
South Jersey, New Philadelphia.
Okay, you're close to Philly. How can I help you? It's my neck of the woods.
Whatever you can pick up on me. I'm dealing with a lot of stuff and working and trying to get stuff going forward. So whatever you can pick up for me.
Okay,
specific question.
All right. Let me just see what I pick up, and then if you want to ask a question, you can.
Okay.
You've been crying on the inside, and maybe the outside too, and you feel very much alone. There's a lot of loneliness around you, and nobody's connecting with you on what your needs are. It's always what their needs are. So am I in the home base, or where am I? Pardon me?
Yes.
Okay.
Tired of being alone.
What do you do, for a living? What do you do
me,
for a
living? IT backgrounds.
You do what?
IT background, cyber stuff.
Okay. Don't know what that is. IT cyber stuff. Okay. You're also thinking, should you stay with this or do something else? That's crossed your mind because, you know, the money's good, but you keep saying to yourself, there's got to be something more. So what do you need to know, sweetheart?
Well, I'm not working right now, looking for work and trying to make money, stuff like that. So
you shouldn't have any problem getting a job. There's a gazillion jobs out there in your field.
Yeah, they don't want pay for experience, pay less for experience, if that makes sense.
Okay, but we don't want you to starve.
So right.
You can take a little less if you have to.
Right.
There's thousands of people out there that are doing techie stuff. And try the Bay Area, even though you're in Jersey. There's, you know, a lot of stuff going on in the Bay Area that they need people. And Amazon needs people like crazy. So, I mean, you got to look a little harder and don't feel sorry for yourself. And just because you're not making the money you want to make right now doesn't mean a hill of beans. You will make it in the future. Okay?
Okay, cool.
What, did everybody from the tech area move up to upstate New Jersey?
Seems like they have been from either New Jersey, New York, or L.A. today. Maybe one from Georgia.
No, but I'm noticing lately that there's been a lot of techies in Jersey. And we have a lot in Tahoe and Reno and the Bay Area, of course. You know, so there's a lot here. So, but they're moving around a lot. Because they can live wherever they want. Have you ever, darling, what's your name again? What's your name?
Rose Maria.
Have you ever thought of moving to Hawaii?
Hawaii, no. Overseas,
huh?
Yeah. Overseas.
Overseas where?
In Italy.
Well, now's not the time to go to Italy, but can you get someplace close?
I can, but I'd rather be there for the military stuff.
Okay. Well, just put in the apps, okay? Do what you need to do, because in the next few months you will be accepted at the pay you want, and you're just going to do fine. And thank you for your service. I appreciate it.
Cool. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Right. Okay. Bye-bye.
See you.
Okay, I want to give out my number too.
Okay.
If you ever want to get, if you want to get a hold of me personally for a private consultation, it's 808-372-1816. 808-372-1816, and that's, I'm in Nevada at the moment. And website is Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com. And the three of us are on every Friday at 5 o'clock, and we enjoy helping you. Is there a lot of people left, or are we okay?
We have a lot of we have some callers left.
You want me to continue?
It's up to you. I mean,
I would like you to. I mean, I would like
okay.
you to, but how are you feeling, Dale?
I'm fine.
Feeling like you
I
still have energy?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We're just telling you, though, that you know, we can go on longer. It's not a big deal. They're not, the machine's not going to cut us off because I added on some time. And, you know, we have some more people waiting if you want to put them on.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. This is going to be area code 347.
347. Hi. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Thanks. Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. How are you guys?
Fine. Where are you located, sweetie, and what's your name?
I'm calling from Suffolk County, Long Island, New York, and my name is Tamika.
Tamika, I love it. God, you've been going through hell and back. You're on your way back, but it's like everything you try to do turns out backwards, or it just doesn't turn it the way you want it to turn, but you're... It's in the process of major change at the moment, and it's going to be all right. Is that making any sense to you?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I'm praying for it to be all right because you're so right about everything you just said. It's true.
It is true. And I believe God hears your prayers, and it's going to turn itself around in the matter of weeks. What are you doing for work?
Right now, I just I work as clerical in a cardiology department of a medical group, and it's up the block from my house. And
great.
I just, this town, I need my own space. Like, I really need to move out. I live in my parents' home, so it's like years of my life just in one room with me.
Wow.
So it's like I live in like a cluttered space, and I really want to move out. Like, it's time. I don't know how or when. I don't identify with
the
town.
Oh, wait. Are you starting to make pretty good money now?
I think it's decent, and I'm trying to pay off some things so that I could try to improve my credit, but I don't even know how to move out.
I would say don't pay off so much and try to find a little place of your own. Jersey, well, where you live is kind of expensive, right?
Yeah, it's impossible to live on your own where I live in this town.
Is it near North Bergen?
No, it's actually Long Island. It's Suffolk County, Long Island.
Long Island. Yeah, well, are there any cheap places to live there?
Nope. And I actually want to move. I wish I could move out of Long Island and move to, like, Florida or someplace just simple and nicer and warm.
That would be a wonderful idea for you. Wonderful. Johnny, what are some of the good places in Florida that might be good for her?
I would say the Panhandle, because the reason I say that is because we've been real lucky with hurricanes, and, you know, the hurricanes, they'll hit Florida, and they will destroy your property and all that other stuff. But I've noticed that it seems that there's something about where we're at to where it's like, just avoid it. We had a Hurricane Michael that was the name of the hurricane about 2 years ago, and a year ago. And I mean, they made us evacuate, and they just spend like 2 or 3 days in a hotel. And I'm telling you, we didn't need to evacuate. I mean, nothing happened. I mean, the walkway was still there, the house was still there. Nothing happened. No damage.
Okay.
So.
But give her a location. You're not saying the location.
Oh, I would say Panama City, Destin. You know, that's where I'm looking for Miramar Beach.
I have a couple of friends that live in Panama City. It's a pretty neat place. You might want to consider that. And, sweetheart, if you want to get out, that would be the way to go, but get the job first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that nice weather will cheer anybody up.
Yep, beaches and everything. So really think about it hard, and you'll be able to do it if you want to do it. If you put out all that positive energy towards it, you will be able to do it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything else you want to know?
Yeah, do you see anything as far as relationship for me? And if I'll be moving anytime soon? Like, I was involved with someone named Frank, and I don't know if me and him are meant to be. I do have deep feelings for him, but I'm open, you know, I want a commitment, like a deep partner, and I would like to have children and marriage one day, but I don't know if you see that for me either.
How old are you?
I'm 41.
41?
Yeah.
What about, does he want to get married?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. He says no.
Well, take him at face value. If he says no, he means no. He isn't the one. There'd be someone else. As far as children, if you adopt or do in vitro or something of that sort, yes, you would be able to have children. But as far as naturally, you're really getting to the biological time where it won't be the case. I mean, you can, but it would really take a risk there. Okay?
Yeah.
Hello. So just let go of him. Move on, because you have other places to look at, and a lot of other places to go. All right?
Yeah.
That's the best I can say for now. Okay?
Well, I was just wondering, like, as far as time frame, do you see when you see me moving?
Psychics are not good on time, but I will say within a year or less.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Keep looking. Keep looking. You will find what you're looking for. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
How
do we stand now, Johnny?
Are Nick on time?
I'll take one more.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Area code 502. You're on the air.
Hi, 502. Welcome to Life, Laughter, Happiness. You're on live. Our last lucky caller with Dale Shear.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name and where? 502, what's that up in Oregon?
It's Kentucky.
Oh, boy, am I wrong? So, I thought that was Oregon. Okay. Now, it's really funny, Barbara. I used to be a telephone operator many moons ago, and I had every area code memorized. But when I quit being a phone operator, I just let them all go. So I don't know where anything is now.
Yeah, and they've okay. changed a lot, too.
Okay, what do we hear from Kentucky? What's going on out that way?
Oh, about the same as everybody else. We're pretty well shut down.
Yeah, kind of rough. But at least you have some lots of nice beauty to go walking and do things a little bit. What do you need to know?
Well, where do you see where my life's going to take me?
Well, I need it more specific than that. Are you talking about work?
No, I'm retired.
Pardon me?
I'm retired. I'm on Social Security.
Oh, you're retired and on Social Security. Okay.
Yeah.
I see you getting out and helping people. I see you working with other people that are less fortunate than yourself, maybe need some help as far as security is concerned. I see you doing that. I see you getting involved later on with some seniors, and I'm seeing you make a life for yourself where you're not feeling so lonely and everything is kind of good. Anything else?
Do you communicate with the dead?
I can if I can try.
I was just wondering if there was a message from my boyfriend, Mark.
Was that an accident?
No, it was cancer.
Oh, that was my second thing. Who do you know besides him that was in a motorcycle accident?
Nobody right off hand.
Well, think about it. Did he know somebody in a motorcycle accident?
No, this was my husband many, many years ago.
Okay. Well, he's the one coming through. Okay, pass, yeah?
Huh?
Has your husband passed?
Todd. No, that's my brother-in-law. I mean, my son-in-law.
I'm getting your whole family coming through. Sorry.
Passed away, though. Todd's not.
Okay, but I'm getting all the other people that have come through. The one you wanted, what was his name?
Mark.
And you were kind of with him every step of the way?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We sort of got together. I was grieving the death of my husband, and he was dealing with stuff in his life, and it was just two lonely souls that hooked up.
Yeah, those two lonely souls helped each other. That's what's so special.
Yeah.
He helped you, and you helped him.
Yeah,
that was a very, very special thing.
Yeah, you know, now he got cancer. We was together for 5 years, and he got cancer just like my first husband. It's like, boom, over again.
Keep picking him. Did he pass too?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. But you were there for him.
Yes.
And there's a big love and thank you for all that you did do when you did it, that we're put on this earth to help each other. And you were able to help him as well as he was able to help you. So that's a good thing. Hello?
I'm here. Is he on the other side now? I mean, did he go to the light?
Yes, ma'am, he did.
Okay.
But you get to see him every so often or talk with him if you want.
Yeah, I talk to him every night and just about all the time, but I just don't feel him.
You will eventually. You will. You will. Let loose of that. Put a notepad by your bed and write a question down, and in the morning you'll wake up and have the answer.
Okay.
And you will feel them. Hold on to something. What I do is hold on. It's called psychometry. It's the art of holding on to objects to see into the past, present, and future. Just hold on to something of his and sleep with it, and you'll be surprised. You'll dream on the other side, and you'll dream what's going on.
Yeah, whereas he has a necklace with a cross on, and I wear that to bed every night.
Yeah, but a shirt would be good to hold on to.
Oh, I do have some of the shirts that I do wear to bed, too. So.
Okay, good. It's all good, honey. Just, you know, grieving is very hard, and we all have to go through it sometimes. And, you know, and the times are not good. So if they were different,
yeah,
you'd get over it faster. But you will get over it. It will be okay. All right?
All right. Thank
you.
Have
a good one. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Aloha. You know what, Johnny, I've noticed, and Barbara, we're getting a lot of nurses and health workers and all that stuff, and I'm so glad for that, to give them a little bit of hope.
Yeah. People were really down today in their
yeah.
voice.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
Get me down. I don't want to be down.
I know. Downtrodden.
Barbara,
but I'm glad somebody asked you about a medium question, because I love that.
I cross over to the other side. I had a show in Tahoe, crossing over, you know, so I did that. I was supposed to, many years ago, be a companion to John Edwards, and it was out of New York, but 9/11 occurred, and, you know, it was weird, but whatever. I had a show for 24 hours. That's the best I can tell you.
Wow.
Anyway,
yeah.
It's all good. But, I mean, you know, I was trying
to get
these people
crisis,
a little bit.
Well, with this crisis, you're doing really well. This crisis, you've got this show.
Yes, I do, and I have great friends, you and Johnny, so that's good.
Thank
so are we ready
you.
To just say aloha for tonight?
Yeah, that was a lot of energy you put forth tonight. We had a lot of callers, didn't we, Johnny?
It's getting stronger,
yes,
huh, Johnny? Johnny?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. It's getting stronger. More and more people are listening.
Well,
yes, we
can hear you, and it is getting stronger. Dale was saying that it's getting stronger, a lot of momentum and a lot of callers. And
mm-hmm.
I think that one of them called before, too. I recognize the name Tamika. So,
that's
and the
okay,
voice.
But
it's good.
I feel building. It's building. It's building.
I like it when they call frequently. It means they're trusting. And yeah, I like having the regulars. We're getting a lot of regulars now. So thank you, Dale. I want to say one more time, give everybody your phone number. And when would you like people to contact you? Tomorrow?
They can contact
tomorrow?
Me tomorrow. Yeah, they can do
okay.
that tomorrow. It's
you can
808.
I have it right here if you want
okay,
me
to go ahead.
Do it for
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You can reach Dale directly. How often does somebody give you their phone number to their home? 808-372-1816. Text, leave a message. Dale will get back to you, and then you can further your psychic counseling on a one-on-one. And sometimes that is very, very helpful after a call like this. And you can also go to her website, daleshear.com. You can order books from her directly as well. She's written 5 books, like she said today. Very, very good books. And thank you so much, Dale. That was another amazing day.
What I'd like to do too, Barbara, is I know people are hurting from New York and all over the place, if they can't afford and my prices, which are low to begin with, but if they can't afford it, I will take donations, okay?
That is so nice of you. Mm. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
It's all about
listeners. And everybody
about,
who can... All about?
It's all about karma
helping.
And helping.
And yes, I like that. And what was that saying? Karma. What was that? Karma credit. I love that.
Yes.
Okay, we probably will have a lot of karma credit, you know, when we pass
over. Oh, you
got to
work a long
show.
Time.
Right?
To remove a lot of the garbage I've gone through when I was younger. So I've been working
on
it.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So if all of you listeners would like to hear this show again or find all of our other shows, please visit us on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness, and subscribe, too. And see us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We've been updating a lot on Facebook lately. And I like to send out cute little motivational sayings and things that
I
find interesting. I post it up there. And I want you to do that, too, Dale, if you'd like to.
Wait, Johnny,
what?
300 shows on YouTube. 300 shows on YouTube. Over 300 shows.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Okay, you guys.
We have
a
psychic playlist.
And a big aloha.
Aloha to you, Dale. Thank you again. And thank you, Johnny.
All right.
Yes. We'll see you next
Friday.
Good night,
everyone.
Good
night. Have a great
night. And good night, Barbara.
Good night. Good night.